Shalom to all. Today's office is Bachem Daf Lamed Tes, and we are starting Lamed Chasam Beis about three lines off at the bottom with the words Aim to Shamas Leila Reb Nechemya. And today's office sponsor Leila Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Miyakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're right in the middle of the sugya. Let's bring ourselves up to speed and pay attention because each thing kud over here is important. We're discussing that once the first matan dam of a carbon chatos is accomplished, the remaining three matanos are not ma'akev; they're non-essential. Now, if Papa had listed a number of dinim with this blood, one of them being kibus, if it falls on begum of a kain, they have to be washed or laundered in the azara. Now, the chiddush in this is that as a rule, blood before or after zrika does not require kibos. However, this dam, since it's rai for zrika, it does. Now, Papa's raya, he explained, is based off of a mishnah that states if blood spritzed off of the karen or yisod of mizbeach, the bega does not require kibos. Now, the diuk is that if it was blood that was rai for the karen, such as this, then the bega does require kibos. Now, the Gemara asked on that, this is problematic because we can't make this diuk by the second part of the statement regarding the yisod. If the blood is rai for the yisod, it doesn't require kibos, so how can you make the deek regarding the first part? And the Gemara answered that it must be this Ashitas from Nechemya, who holds that Shiari Hadam, the blood that's supposed to be poured on the Yisoid, if it was brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, one is chayiv for that, even though this dam is not necessary anymore for Zrika. And based off of that, we said that he would also hold that this blood, which falls on a beged, would now require kibos, and we're assuming that he holds that this also applies to the remaining blood of a chatos after the first matan dam was done. So now the Gemara asked the Shita from Nechemya that who says it's correct? Emer Tashamas Lerim Nechemya. In halah. Maybe Rav Nechemya only holds this regarding halah, regarding bringing the blood up outside the Beis HaMikdash, just like the Eivarim Bedarim, the limbs and the fats of the carbon, that if they're brought up outside the Beis HaMikdash, one is chayiv for that because they're royal mizbeach. The same would apply to the blood if it was brought up outside the Beis HaMikdash, so he's chayiv for that. But in kibos mishamisle, does he say this regarding kibos? Who says that this then applies to kibos that if the blood falls on a beged, it requires kibos? Maybe Rav Nechemya doesn't go so far. The Gemara says, and yes, he actually does. Where does this come from? Because we have a brisa, blood which is ta'un yisoid, which right now we're understanding is referring to shiari adam, the leftover blood that's supposed to be poured on the yisoid, to unin kibos, if it falls on a beged, it requires kibos, and machshava mayalis bohen, a machshava pigol, is going to be affected by it, and it will make the carbon pigol, and valmal man bachot chayiv, one who brings them up outside is chayiv. Now here's the second part of the brisa, adam hashpachim la'ama, blood which is supposed to be poured into the ama, this canal, this channel in the azara, which is where pasul blood is poured, so ain't to unin kibos, if that falls on a beged, it does not require kibos, and machshav pigol is not effective at all, and v'malam hen b'chutz pater, if one brings them up outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's pater. We're now focusing on the reisha regarding dam hatunim yisoid, and the last of the three dinim that are mentioned regarding this blood of v'malam hen b'chutz chayiv, the Gemara says, man shamas lei d'omer malam hen b'chutz chayiv, who have we heard that says regarding this blood that if one brings them up outside, he's chayiv? Reb Nechemya, it's Reb Nechemya. The Kamar, and he also says, meaning this brasa tells us clearly, ta'un kibos, that this blood, if it falls on beged of a kain, requires kibos, so we see that Reb Nechemya actually does hold that this blood requires kibos. This is not a question on Shitas Reb Nechemya. Ask the Gemara, hold on 1 second. How could we explain that that's what the first part of Brisa is talking about? Umachshav ma'alas bahen, regarding blood that has to be poured on the yisoid, a machshav of pigol is going to be effective and it's going to make the carbon pigol. How could that be? Vatan, you have a Brisa that says, Yatsu shiram akhtar se murim, this excludes leftover blood and akhtar se murim, shem akhtar se kapar, they're not makhtar the kapar, they're not essential for the kapar of the carbon. And what do we learn from here? Shein machshav ma'alas bahen, the machshav of pigol is not affected by them and doesn't make the carbon pigol. So I get this above quote of Brisa, say the machshav of pigol is ma'alas bahen. So Gemara answers no. Kitanya ahi. What's that first part of the brisa talking about? B'shalosh matanos shebechatos. It's actually referring to the three remaining matanos of a carbon chatos. It's not talking about blood, which is physically going to be poured on the yisoid right now. It's talking about the blood remaining after the first matandam of a carbon chatos, and that's how the brisa is able to say that if it falls on a beged, it's ton kibos. Now, as an aside, although at this stage we're showing how the brisa is not Reb Nechemya, what we do see is that the blood of the three matanos will require kibos. So at least that would be a raya for a papa. But anyway, the Gemara asks on this straight away. If that's really so, to unin yisoid, lekaren ozli. How could the brisa say in the resha that it's tall on yisoid, that it has to be poured on the yisoid? That's not so. If you're saying this referring to the blood of the three remaining matanis of the carbon chatos, then that's really supposed to be applied to the karen, to the horns or the corners of the mizbeach, not poured on the yisoid. Why would the brisa say it has to be poured on the yisoid? The Gemara answers, you're right. Really, emo, what we should say in the brisa is not that to unin yisoid, rather, nit onin yisoid. They are nit on yisoid. In other words, they have this din in them that after all the necessary blood applications, the matnos dam are done, then it has to be poured on the yisoid. But we're still not yet at the stage it has to be poured on the yisoid. We're still in the stage of the three remaining matnos dam. Ask the Gemara, we still have a problem with this because machshav ma'alas bahen, even with this blood, there's remaining dam achatos of the three matnos after the first one. A machshav of pigol is going to help pass the carbon. That can't be because our amrit you had said earlier, loy shariyav, loy mafaglov, loy ayal legavayk soifon, that this blood remaining for the three matnos, it doesn't permit the meat of the carbon to be eaten, and a machshav of pigol will also not be mefagel the carbon. If it's brought inside the heichal, it's not going to passel it. The Gemara says, you're right, alakitanya he. What's the brisa talking about? Bedamim hapnimim, with blood of a chatas pnimis, a carbon chatas, that its blood has to be done inside the heichal, and that blood, according to one man to Amar, is ton yisoid. It has to be poured in the yisoid. That is ma'akev. It's not optional. It must be done. And by the same token, if that blood falls on a baguette of kuhuna, it would require kibus because this is part of the essential avodah. And so we have no question from the first part of the brisa. Ask more. Hold one second. If that's really true, aval b'dam hachitzoyne mai, what about the dam of a chatos hachitzoyne, a regular chatos which is brought outside in the azara? What would it then be regarding the leftover blood? Potter, you want to say that it's potter from all these dinim? Well, if that's so, adatani dam anishpachim la'ama. Instead of the safe of the brisa, bring a contrasting case, and that case is possible blood that has to be poured into the ama, lift like listening b'dida. Why doesn't it just make a differentiation and teach within that very same case itself? In other words, the resha of the brisa is talking about dam hapnimim, and then it should say b'medver amurim, when is it stated that these three dinim apply to this blood that's only b'dam hapnimim with blood of an inner chatas, al b'dam chitzoinim, but blood of an outer chatas potter. These dinim would not apply. In other words, when we have the brisa bring two contrasting cases, why do we have one talking about chatas hapnimis and the other one talking about dam which is poured into the ama? Why not keep it limited towards the blood of a carbon chatas, one talking about chatas hapnimis, the other talking about the blood of a chatas chitzoinis? And the answer is, Hamani, who's this brisa, Reb Nechemi, he actually is Reb Nechemi, the Amar who says, Shiari Adam Shekriv Mechutz Chayiv, that if Shiari Adam of a regular carbon chatas is brought outside, one is Chayiv, and therefore, V'loi Misni Lei Tlas Peturi Lebahadi Tlas Chiyuve, the brisa can't teach three Peturim corresponding to three Chiyuvim. The first part of the brisa teaches three Chiyuvim, the second part of the brisa teaches three Peturim, but according to Reb Nechemi, there wouldn't be three Peturim in the second part of the brisa if it's referring to dam of chatas chitzoynes, because again, as we just said, he holds the blood of a chatas chitzoynes brought outside, one is chayiv for that. So therefore, the only case which would have three piturim corresponding to the three chiyuvim of the resha is blood that's poured into the ama, so therefore we have no questions. But now the Gemara goes back to the original proof that Rabbi Abraham brought from the Mishnah. Remember, you had said in the introduction to today that he quoted this Mishnah, that if blood spritzed off the keren or yisoid and went to the baguette of a kain, it doesn't require kibos. His diuk from there was that if it was right for the keren, then it would require kibos. And then we had asked the question, but what about the yisoid? And then we went off on a whole discussion regarding Shitas Rav Nechemya. So here we have a totally different answer to that. Ravina Amar Ravina says, Min HaKaren Mamish. The way the Mishnah says, if the blood spritzed off the Karen, it doesn't require kibos. That means the blood actually spritzed off the Karen itself. And then we are able to make that dikr of Papa made, which is that if it was roy for the Karen, then it would require kibos. However, Min HaYisoid, Min HaRoy LeYisoid. When the Mishnah says that if it spritzed off the yisoid, it doesn't mean that it actually spritzed off of the yisoid. It means that it's blood that's roy for the yisoid. If that falls on a bag of a kind, it doesn't require kibos. And the Melo, that takes away the whole question that we originally had. However, Amalev Techlifa Bar Gazla Ravina, Techlifa Bar Gaza asked Ravina, once you're reinterpreting the words of the Mishnah, Ema, why don't we say, Idiv Idi Roihu? Then in both situations, even in the Reisha of the Mishnah, when it says Mina Karen, it doesn't mean that actually switched off the Karen, it means Mina Roi La Karen, and then that's Dafka, not Liquor of Papa, and it shows clearly that even if the blood is Roi for the Karen, it still does not require kibos. Why not learn that way in the Mishnah? So Ravina answers, Hi Mai, what is this? I mean, what type of svar is this? If that's really true what you're suggesting, well, Hashta Roi La Karen Amrit Loi, Roi La Yisoid Mibaya, if you're saying that blood that's Roi for the Karen, that spritches on a baguette, does not require kibos, so for sure, blood that's Roi for the Yisoid wouldn't require kibos, so why would the Mishnah have to say both of them? It's obvious from the Karen statement that that would apply to Yisoid. Ella must be from the fact the Mishnah mentions both, Min HaKaren means Min HaKaren Mamish, and Min HaYisoid means Min HaRoi La Yisoid. So Ravina's Shita stays strong. Oh, we can explain the Mishnah which had said, calling Tonal Mizbech HaPanimi V'chulu, any blood that needs to be applied to the inner Mizbech, the Mizbech HaKtoyer, so the Mizbech HaZov, which is inside the Heichal, every single one of those Matanis Dam is essential, it is Ma'akev, and we're not allowed to even subtract one of them. Every single one of them has to be done. That's, of course, as opposed to the Chatas Chitzonis that we've been discussing, that it's okay if not all of them are done. So Gemara discusses where this comes from, and let's just read the Pasuk that we're going to be quoting. We know that there's five Chatois, Hapnimiyois, five different Korbanos Chatos, that their Avodas Hadam is done inside the Heichal. Some are even done inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. And we have a Pasuk regarding one of them, which is called the Par Helam Dar Shal Tzibor, which is a Chatas brought by Bezdin when the majority of Yidden are over based off of mistaken Psak of Bezdin, and the Pasuk tells as follows, V'asa lapar, and he shall do for the par, kasher asa lapar chatos, just like he did for the par chatos, ken yasa loy, so shall be done for it, v'chibra kain alayim v'nislach lohem. Now there's a lot of repetition in this Pasuk, and that's what the Gemara tells us. Tanar Bonu, we have a Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, V'asa, and then it says again, kasher asa, he shal do like he had done, and the question is, Mabal Ilmoid, what's this coming to teach us? This Pasuk of Paralam Darm Shal Tzibur is following the topic of a different chatos panimis, which is called par kain Mashiach, that's a special chatos brought by the kain Gadol, and the reason why these words are extra is because just a few psukim prior, while it's still discussing the par helam davar, it clearly states what the avodas hadam has to be, and it's exactly like the par kain Mashiach, so why have this repetitive phrase, do it for this, for the Parlam Dershal Tzibur, just like it was done for that, for the Parakayan Mashiach. We already know that from other Pesukim, as the Gemara tells us, Lichba Baz Asoi is going to repeat itself doubly regarding the Hazayis, regarding the sprinklings, Velimit, and it teaches, She'im Chisar Achaz B'Kal Matanois, Loi Asv Loi Klom, that if he skips out on even one of the Matanois, then it's not valid whatsoever. So that's the source for that. The Gemara says, okay, Inli Alamatan Sheva Shemachaz B'Kal Makayim, I only know this applies to the seven blood applications, which are Ma'akiv in all places. Matan Dalin Minayin, how do I know this applies to the Matan Dalid? Let's just pause and explain this. There's actually two things that have to be done with this dam. Seven matanois are spritzed towards the paroiches, and four matanois are done on the four corners or horns of the Mizbeach Hazav, the inner Mizbeach. So Bryce is assuming right now, which the Gemara later on is going to explain where this comes from, that this pasuk we just quoted is referring to the seven matanois, that those are for sure ma'akev. What about the dalin matanois on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? How do we know those are ma'akev? So Tam Olamit, so the pasuk says, Kein Yase, which is another repetition that tells about the dalin matanois. And the pasuk then tells us, Lapar, Ze Par Yom Kippurim, this is referring to the Par Yom Kippur, which is another one of the Chataisa Panimios, and that tells us that all these dinim apply to this as well. Lamentas Mabez on top. When the pasuk says Kasher Osalapar, Zepar Kain Mashiach, is referring to Par Kain Mashiach, which is telling us it's Ma'akev. And when it says Hachatas in the pasuk Elu Seir Avos Chavim, this is referring to goats brought because of sin of Zara done by the Tzibur. This is also Chatas Primis. And the Brassa continues, Yachal Shani Marba Af Seir Agam Seir Ash Chadashim. One might think that I'm also going to include these other Chatois, Seirim brought on Yom Tovim and Seirim brought on Rosh Chadashim. Those also have this din that their Matnuz Dam are Ma'akev. And so to this, Tam Olamer, the pasuk says, Loi, he shall do to it, which is mashma, it's only to these that we mentioned previously, and not the Seir Regalim Seir Rosh Chadashim. The Gemara clarifies, Umari Yisalu Rabbi Seilu Haitse Seilu. So why is it seeming to you to include these and exclude these? The answer is, Acha Shariba Kosov Mi'ed, since the pasuk has an inclusionary phrase and an exclusionary phrase, Marbanias Elu, so I'm including these that we were just discussing previously, Shemchapna Alveris Mitzvah Yedua, because they're Mechaper for an Avera, which is known, Parham Darshal Tzibur and Parkoin Mashiach, they're coming to atone for something very specific. We know which Avera was committed and who did it, and so they're coming for something very specific. Umaitanias Elu, but I exclude these, the Seir Regalim, Seir Rosh Chadashim, Shein Mechaper Alveris Mitzvah Yedua, they're not Mechaper on something that's known, they're Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Ugdashav. For example, someone came into the base of Mikdash in a state of Tumah, or if they ate Kachim Al Tameh, but they're only Mechaper when a person did not realize that he was over this. So that's called that they're not being Mechaper for a Mitzvah Yedua because a person doesn't know about it. That's why they're being excluded. Now the Brisa continues, the Pasuk says, V'chiper, that the Kohen brings about a Kapara with this, and this tells us, Alpi Shaloi Samach, even though he did not do Smicha on the Karbon, and then the Pasuk says, V'nislach, it shall be a Slicha for them, they should be forgiven, and this tells us, Alpi Shaloi Nasan Shiraim, even if the Shiraim, the leftover blood, was not poured on the Yisrael of his Beach, there's still a Kapara. Once again, the Brisa asks, Umar Isal Lifsal Bazoisal Hachshrum Smicha V'Shiraim, so why is it seeming to you that your Pasul, if the Hazois are not done, if all seven and four Matnez Dam are not done, so that's a Psol, but if Smicha wasn't done, and the Shiraim weren't poured on the Yisrael of his Beach, then that's okay. The answer is, Amrti would say, Paisalani Bazois, I passel by the Hazois, by the blood applications, Shem Akvez B'chol Makim, because they're Ma'akav in all places, which we're going to see tomorrow what that means. Umachshani B'smicha V'shiraim, but Amachshir by Smicha and Shiraim, Shein Ma'akvez B'chol Makim, they're not Ma'akav in other places. Also, as we're going to see tomorrow, Smicha and Shiraim are not necessarily Ma'akav, and therefore over here as well, by Chatas Pnimas, they're not Ma'akav. We're going to stop it for a day and pick up tomorrow explaining the Braisa. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.